Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. I have not spoken with him for a while, and that is Lansing Superintendent of Schools, T.C. Wallace, Jr. Hello, T.C. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. How about yourself?
You ready to get back to school?
Well,
you never stop, but you're ready for another school year.
We never stop, but there is a sense of excitement when we look at where we're going, and we're actually anxious to get back and to continue the good work that we're doing in the Lansing School District.
All right, let's talk about court ruling and decision made when teachers wanted students suspended permanently, and the way that the ruling has come down now could have some implications for a lot of districts.
Yes, there was a ruling. The ruling failed to provide the school district or the complainants any relief or direction on the merits of the case, and that was disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the end result, if you file a litigation and you're asking for relief to make you whole, and if the decision does not do that, one has to ask the question, did I win or did I lose? And I don't know the answer to that, okay? but certainly it is a ruling that districts throughout the state will be taking a look at. For us in Lansing, during my tenure, we have never had a similar issue, which means that we're in full compliance with board policy, the student code of discipline, and we've handled those adverse situations appropriately to avoid the question of litigation. And we expect to continue that, Jack.
So this is a long ways from over.
The potential ramifications over the years for some school districts, but what I'm saying is for the Lansing School District,
right,
it has not been an issue during my tenure and will not be an issue,
okay,
because we're in full compliance.
All right. What is the major concern for teachers here in this case? Are they concerned about physical safety? Are they concerned that everyone isn't on the same page? Are they concerned about a disruptive environment if someone returns to classroom?
Well, and obviously I'm speaking secondhand, since I don't know the details, but it appears to me that the allegation centers around the level and type of discipline. It wasn't a situation where there was no discipline.
Right.
In fact, there was severe discipline meted out by our Board of Education, but there was still a sense that it should have been harsher.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in a sense, you're splitting hairs because you're saying the district didn't go far enough. They should have taken another step.
Right.
And we lose the effect that there was some pretty harsh discipline that was meted out that says we as a school district aren't going to tolerate this kind of behavior in our classroom by our young people, and you are going to be disciplined. So we when we look at that, the reader, the typical reader, may get the impression that nothing was done.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality,
right,
you know, there was an extreme penalty. It just didn't go as far as, you know, staff thought it should have gone. So that's the narrow argument, which the decision didn't touch.
Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr., superintendent of the Lansing School District, our guest on Ebling and You. T.C., we have about a minute to go here. In terms of the kind of infraction or problem that should warrant a permanent suspension from a school system for someone who is, say, 16 years old and really has no place else to turn, I'm wondering what we do in situations like that if we're just throwing people out and saying, we can't help you, fend for yourself.
Well, as you know, we have just recently put into place an alternative program which will be an improved safety net for those youngsters that experience various situations that may temporarily interrupt their education. And we believe that this safety net, it's not going to be the cure-all to save-all, but it certainly will allow youngsters to continue their education in an environment that's likely to lead to more success. And for us, that's exciting.
And I think that's what everyone wants. They want to put young people in an environment, whatever that may be, where they have a chance to be successful. Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr., superintendent of the Lansing School District, our guest on Ebling and You. T.C., enjoy the rest of your summer.
Well, thank you, Jack. Look forward to talking with you later in the summer.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. Todd Martin up next on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.